2 Timothy Chapter 1 From Paul, Jesus Christ's missionary, sent out by God to tell men and women everywhere about the eternal life he has promised them through faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord shower you with his kindness, mercy, and peace. 3 How I thank God for you, Timothy. I pray for you every day, and many times during the long nights I beg my God to bless you richly. He is my Father's God, and mine, and my only purpose in life is to please him. 4 How I long to see you again. How happy I would be, for I remember your tears as we left each other. 5 I know how much you trust the Lord, just as your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois do, and I feel sure you are still trusting him as much as ever. 6 This being so, I want to remind you to stir up the strength and boldness that is in you, that came upon you when I laid my hands upon your head and blessed you. 7 For the Lord does not want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong, and to love them and enjoy being with them. 8 If you will stir up this inner power, you will never be afraid to tell others about our Lord, or to let them know that I am your friend even though I am here in jail for Christ's sake. You will be ready to suffer with me for the Lord, for he will give you strength in suffering. 9 It is he who saved us and chose us for his holy work, not because we deserved it but because that was his plan long before the world began, to show his love and kindness to us through Christ. 10 And now he has made all this plain to us by the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, who broke the power of death and showed us the way of everlasting life through trusting him. 11 And God has chosen me to be his missionary, to preach to the Gentiles and teach them. 12 That is why I am suffering here in jail, and I am certainly not ashamed of it, for I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to safely guard all that I have given him until the day of his return. 13 Hold tightly to all the many kinds of truth I taught you, especially the faith and love Christ Jesus offers you. 14 Guard well that splendid ability which God has given you as a gift through the Holy Spirit who lives within you. 15 As you know, all the Christians who came here from Asia have deserted me, even Phygellus and Hermogenes are gone. 16 May the Lord bless Onesiphorus and all his family, because he visited me and encouraged me often. His visits revived me like a breath of fresh air, and he was never ashamed of me because I am in jail. 17 In fact, when he came to Rome, he searched everywhere trying to find me, and finally did. 18 May the Lord give him a special blessing at the day of Christ's return. And you know better than I can tell you how much he helped me at Ephesus. Chapter 2 O Timothy, my son, be strong with the strength Christ Jesus gives you. 2 For you must teach others the things which you and many witnesses have heard me speak about. Teach these great truths to trustworthy men who will, in turn, pass them on to others. 3 Take your share of suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, just as I do. 4 And as Christ's soldier, do not let yourself become tied up in worldly affairs, for then you cannot satisfy the one who enlisted you in his army. 5 Follow the Lord's rules for doing his work, just as an athlete either follows the rules or is disqualified and wins no prize. 6 Work hard, like a farmer who gets paid well it he raises a large crop. 7 Think over these three illustrations, and may the Lord help you to understand them. 8 Don't ever forget the wonderful fact that Jesus Christ was a man, born into King David's family, and that he was God, as shown by the fact that he rose again from the dead. 9 It is because I have preached these great truths that I am in trouble here and have been put in jail like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained, even though I am. 10 I am very willing to suffer if that will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. 11 I am comforted by this truth, that when we suffer and die for Christ it only means that we will begin living with him in heaven. 12 And if we think that our present service for him is hard, just remember that someday we are going to sit with him in heaven and rule with him. But if we give up when we suffer and turn against Christ, then he must turn against us. 13 Even when we are too weak to have any faith left, he remains faithful to us and will help us, for he cannot disown us who are part of himself, and he will always carry out his promises to us. 14 Remind your people of these great facts, and command them in the name of the Lord not to argue over unimportant things. Such arguments are confusing and useless, and even harmful. 15. Work hard so God can say to you, "Well done." Be a good workman, one who does not need to be ashamed when God examines your work, know what the Bible says and means. 16. Steer clear of foolish discussions which lead people into the sin of anger with each other. 17. Things will be said that will burn and hurt for a long time to come. Hymenaeus and Philetus, in their love of argument, are men like that. 18. They have left the path of truth, preaching the lie that the resurrection is already over, and they have weakened the faith of some who believe them. 19. But God's truth stands firm like a great rock, and nothing can shake it. And these words are written on it: "The Lord knows those who are really His," and "A person who calls himself a Christian should not be doing things that are wrong." 20. In a wealthy home there are dishes made of gold and silver as well as some made from wood and clay. The expensive dishes are used for guests, and the cheap ones are used in the kitchen or to put garbage in. 21. If you stay away from sin, you will be like one of these dishes made of purest gold, the very best in the house, so that Christ Himself can use you for His highest purposes. 22. Run from anything that gives you the evil thoughts that young men often have, but stay close to anything that makes you want to do right. Have faith and love, and enjoy the companionship of those who love the Lord and have pure hearts. 23. Again I say, don't get involved in foolish arguments which only upset people and make them angry. 24. God's people must not be quarrelsome, they must be gentle, patient teachers of those who are wrong. 25. Be humble when you are trying to teach those who are mixed up concerning the truth. For if you talk meekly and courteously to them, they are more likely, with God's help, to turn away from their wrong ideas and believe what is true. 26. Then they will come to their senses and escape from Satan's trap of slavery to sin, where he had caught them whenever he liked, and they can begin doing the will of God. Chapter 3. You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. 2. For people will love only themselves and their money, they will be proud and boastful, sneering at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, and thoroughly bad. 3. They will be hard-hearted and never give in to others, they will be constant liars and troublemakers and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel, and sneer at those who try to be good. 4. They will betray their friends, they will be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshipping God. 5. They will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. Keep far away from people like that. 6. They are the kind who craftily sneak into other people's homes and make friendships with silly, sin-burdened women and teach them their new doctrines. 7. Women of that kind are forever following new teachers, but they never understand the truth. 8. And their teachers fight truth just as Jannes and Jambres fought against Moses. They have dirty minds, warped and twisted, and have turned against the Christian faith. 9. But they won't get away with all this forever. Someday their deceit will be well known to everyone, as was the sin of Jannes and Jambres. 10. But you know from watching me that I am not that kind of person. You know what I believe and the way I live and what I want. You know my faith in Christ and how I have suffered. You know my love for you and my patience. 11. You know how many troubles I have had on account of the gospel. You know all they did to me while I was visiting in Antioch, Iconium and Lystra, but the Lord delivered me. 12. Yes, and suffering will come to all who decide to live godly lives to please Christ Jesus, from those who hate Him. 13. In fact, evil men and false teachers will become worse and worse, deceiving many, they themselves deceived by Satan. 14. But you must keep on believing the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know that you can trust those of us who have taught you. 15. You know how, when you were a small child, you were taught the Holy Scriptures, and it is these that make you wise to accept God's salvation by trusting in Christ Jesus. 16. The whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and helps us do what is right. 17. It is God's way of making us well prepared at every point, fully equipped to do good to everyone. Chapter 4. And so I solemnly urge you before God and before Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he appears to set up his kingdom. 2. To preach the word of God at all times, whenever you get the chance, in season and out, when it is convenient and when it is not. Correct and rebuke your people when they need it, encourage them to do right, and all the time be feeding them patiently with God's word. 3. For there is going to come a time when people won't listen to the truth, but will go around looking for teachers who will tell them just what they want to hear. 4. They won't listen to what the Bible says, but will gladly follow their own misguided ideas. 5. You must stay awake and watch out for all these dangers. And don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Bring others to Christ. Leave nothing undone that you ought to do. 6. I say this because I won't be around to help you very much longer. My time has almost run out. Very soon now I will be on my way to heaven. 7. I have fought one ong and heart for my Lord, and through it all I have kept true to him. And now the time has come for me to stop fighting and rest. 8. In heaven a crown is waiting for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of his return. And not just to me, but to all those whose lives show that they are eagerly looking forward to his coming back again. 9. Please come as soon as you can. 10. For Demas has left me. He loved the good things of this life and went to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. 11. Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark with you when you come, for I need him. 12. Tychicus is gone too, as I sent him to Ephesus. 13. When you come, be sure to bring the coat I left at Troas with Brother Carpus, and also the books, but especially the parchments. 14. Alexander the coppersmith has done me much harm. The Lord will punish him. 15. But be careful of him, for he fought against everything we said. 16. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one was here to help me. Everyone had run away. I hope that they will not be blamed for it. 17. But the Lord stood with me and helped me so that I could boldly preach a whole sermon for all the world to hear. And the Lord saved me from being thrown to the lions. 18. Yes, and the Lord will always deliver me from all evil and will bring me into his heavenly kingdom. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. 19. Please say hello for me to Prisca and Aquila and those living at the home of Onesiphorus. 20. Erastus stayed at Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick at Miletum. 21. Do try to be here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the others. 22. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Farewell. Paul,